This is Como La Flor, the lead single from Selena Quintanilla's 1992 album Entre a Mi Mundo. It was the third record from the rapidly ascending Tejano pop star. That same year, San Antonio-based photographer John Dyer had his first photo shoot with Quintanilla for the New York-based Mass magazine.
They called me and said, "We've heard that there's a young lady in Texas that's starting to become somewhat well-known." I had heard of Selena at that point, but didn't know all that much about her and certainly didn't know what would happen with her career.
3 years later, Dyer did his second photo session with Quintanilla. Photos from both sessions are now on display at the McNay Art Museum. They capture two distinct points in Selena's career, the beginning of her upward trajectory and the peak of her popularity. Kate Carey, McNay's head of education and curator of the installation, says the photos were first considered to be part of the upcoming Fashion Nirvana exhibition, which explores fashion icons of the 1990s. But, Carey says, once she and other McNay staff saw the photos, they decided to create a separate concurrent installation specifically for Selena, because she is a self-made fashion and music icon who deserves the space. As visitors enter the museum and turn left, they enter that space, which museum director Richard Ast called the Selena Chapel. There, I met another Tejano pop star, Lisa Lopez, best known for her 1981 single, Si Quieres Verme Llorar.
Si quieres verme llorar.
Lopez and Quintanilla's fathers, both musicians, knew each other. Lopez and Quintanilla appeared at the same concerts several times at the height of their careers. Lopez still remembers the early days, when Quintanilla was making a name for herself at concerts around the Rio Grande Valley and in Corpus Christi. Most of all, Lopez remembers her smile.
What drew people and what captured my attention to her was just this gregarious smile, this incredible presence that she had. It was just, she was having a lot of fun.
Lopez says Dyer's photos at the McNay capture that spirit.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at this one picture here, and you just see this incredible smile. And, you know, and this is, of course, before all the Photoshop and everything. And she just looks magnificent. You remember her with that red lipstick, you know, and those big, beautiful teeth and her eyes just gleaming. It's just a very infectious smile that she had.
By 1995, Quintanilla had won a Grammy and was often called the Queen of Tejano Music. That's when Dyer took more photos of her and created a photo spread for the magazine Texas Monthly. The shoot took place at the Majestic Theater in downtown San Antonio. Dyer says she had less energy for this shoot compared to the 1992 session for Mass magazine.
This was dramatically different than the first one. This was a star, a full-fledged star, that had been pulled in too many different directions.
And the 1995 photos capture a more somber side of Quintanilla. The huge smile is gone. But before the Texas Monthly piece was published, Yolanda Saldivar, president of Selena's fan club, shot and killed her. The magazine used one of Dyer's photos for the cover. The publication's art director delivered a handwritten note to him saying that it was his strongest work. Dyer had mixed feelings about the compliment.
Yeah, that's good, but God, why did it have to be this picture? There's not much more I can say than that, you know? I mean, no one wants to be congratulated for a death.
Lisa Lopez and her family attended the funeral. There, Selena Quintanilla's father played for them an unreleased song, I Could Fall in Love, which came out later that year.
When I heard it, it was like, gosh, she just had so much life in her, so much talent, beauty, love. And I think it just warmed my heart that she had an incredible family that supported her and was with her every step of the way.
The Siempre Selena installation at the McNay is not forever. It is on display through July. I'm Dominic Anthony in San Antonio.